That clicking noise is the metronome, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you're talking about like the lead-in click yeah. noise. Okay.
Was it? If I it's always the, thought the of it as metronome. Like a countdown. Nope.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Okay. First things first. The most important thing on this podcast. I'm trying to break my record of slightly under 29 minutes without using any language that you wouldn't hear on network TV. Cody, get to business.
Nope.
Joe, okay.
Joe, business.
So this podcast is completely free.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for anything. That's what that means for the people that out there.
Already going off the tracks.
Yeah, that's two things of business. Go ahead.
You can interact with us if you would like, and we would like you to, by going to our Facebook page. And what is that? That's facebook.com/comesnaturallypod. We are also on Twitter. Podcast. Yep. We're also on Twitter at Mike. Yeah, Mike.
At Comes Natural Pod.
Yeah. And
team efforts.
You can go to iTunes and rate and review us if you happen to like us. And please, I hope you do. And you can also subscribe to us on there. For Android people, I think it's Podcatcher is the name of the
Cody,
app.
Cody, you have an Android phone, don't you?
No, I don't. No, I do not. I have the phone that no one has, Windows phone.
Or find your favorite way to just subscribe to podcasts.
And all of it's on the Facebook page if you go
it's all,
there.
Yep. All find direct links there. So if you go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page, every week we'll put out all the information you need to find the podcast, no matter how you're looking for it.
And one of us now has a Windows phone.
Yeah.
And probably should find out if there's a Windows podcast application.
Built in the OS, baby.
All right, so you can also subscribe to us on there.
As long as you have, well, I don't know if it's on 8. My phone's on 8.1, so it's built right in. You just click on it, put the URL in for the RSS feed, and boom, it's downloaded.
Yeah. So let's get this show
not
going.
Not as nice as iTunes, because you can't just search for things by their names. You do, it kind of comes up, but kind of doesn't. Like Smodcast, you type in Fat Man on Batman, random shit comes up. Fat Man on Film comes up, a bunch of random shit. You type in Smodcast and just random shit pops up. It's just like, here's a Babylon episode, and here's a This Week in Entertainment, and here's a Hey Steve Dave. And I was like, Jesus, what?
Tell him Steve Dave.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And you type in Nerdist, just pops up, just everything Nerdist. You have to go down a bunch of ones, you'll find the Nerdist podcast. I was like,
all right.
Not organized well, but whatever. Unlike Thumbs iTunes, up. You know, whatever. It works real well. Sound quality is really good.
Once you find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
I couldn't, like, you put in Comes Naturally Podcast, and it just uses those three words individually and just searches for stuff. So, like, random shit came up with, like, comes. Random shit comes up with podcast. Random shit comes naturally. I was like, well, this isn't working. Put in the URL with the RSS feed, and boom, popped right up.
It's like, let's search for each individual word, and then somewhere in there is where you're going to find all of them put together.
Oh, I went, like, through pages and pages trying to find it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it was garbage. Because literally, everything that could possibly do with the word comes, naturally or podcast, showed up in there. But none of them in altogether. I was like...
Somebody should talk to them about that.
I was like, if you put in three words, you would think the start of your search would be all three words.
Right.
And it slowly just narrowed down, like, oh, here's ones with two of the words, and here's ones with two of the other words, and... Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
So, get to it, Windows. Or, well, it's Windows Mobile, technically. But
yeah.
I'm not going to split hairs. So, yeah, it comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
And I am Cody. We will start our assignments today with Mike.
Okay.
So, what did you end up watching, Mike?
I watched Trapped in Paradise.
Yeah, you did.
Starring... Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, and the always different Nicolas Cage.
Always different.
I didn't realize he was in that movie.
Yeah, I don't think he realized it either. I think I mentioned it last week. The reason I want to listen to this one, the reason I wanted to watch this movie is because I was listening to a podcast where I heard Dana Carvey talk about how awful it was making it. Because the director would, like, refuse to direct. So, like, Nicolas Cage ended up, like on the fly, just like telling people what to do because nobody else was doing it. And weird random stuff like
you
that.
You run a camera. You catch sound.
But I'm Dana Carvey.
You remember where we're at.
And I'm a big Dana Carvey fan, and this is the only Dana Carvey thing that I haven't seen. And it shows that the director did not want to direct this, and it shows that the cast did not want to be there. It's a pretty meld-in performance by all. Like, Lovitz, you can really tell. Nicolas Cage, you can never really tell if he's melding it in or just trying something different in his head. Like,
especially back then.
Yeah,
he was doing so many different types of movies back then.
But had this movie, it's got the potential to be like that early 90s solid funny movie. But I felt like if a director cared about it, and then the director was also the writer, and I felt like if there was a good director there and they were able to do some rewrites, you know, on the dailies and stuff, and do different scenes slightly different, or if a director was there to say, hey, Nicolas Cage, bring down the crazy a little bit in this scene, it might have been a good movie, but none of that happened, so it wasn't a very good movie. There's some funny stuff in it. The ending scene is actually kind of sweet. Like the big like climactic scene in it is pretty sweet and kind of funny, but it's really not that good of a movie. Dana Carvey's weird. He did like a like the whole movie. If anybody listening has ever seen Mickey Rourke before he went into boxing, so when he was kind of like a Hollywood like heartthrob pretty boy kind of dude, Dana Carvey looks like he's doing a Mickey Rourke impression the whole time with a high voice. It really does. I'll show you like a clip of the movie.
Okay.
And you'll understand what I mean. But he's basically doing a Mickey Rourke impression the whole time, which that confused me, but it was kind of funny. John Lovitz is just John Lovitz in it. Like, he never really has brought anything different to any of his movies, which is fine because
he plays John Lovitz so well.
Yeah. It's if you could do it, whatever. Yeah. And then Nicolas Cage kept dropping in and out of accent too. He'd have
sobering up, next scene super drunk again.
It probably could was because it was literally like in the same scene. They would like do cutaways, obviously, but the same scene, dude. And half of it, he would have like this New York accent, like thick New York accent, and then it would go away. And he overacted it, just like Nicolas Cage does.
No.
Yeah, dude. But it was like,
what?
But like when he overacts in, say, Drive Angry, it makes sense. You know, it's calling for that. But even when he's overacting in like Face Off, makes sense. He's the crazy bad guy, so he pulls off the crazy because he is. But there was no need for he needed to play this subtle, like especially this character with how the rest of the cast was performing, needed to back down a little bit, and he overacted it like crazy, just like he does. But not worth a watch. But at least I've seen it now, so I know what it was.
Yeah, so you can say that.
Yeah, so that's that.
You ever realize in Face Off that how they switch faces, but their bodies like shouldn't switch?
Nobody talks about that, Joe.
Nobody talks about that? Okay, nope. So I guess we won't either. I suppose I'll go next, unless Mike has more to say.
Mike, would you watch it again?
Nah.
No?
Usually that's a question you ask.
I do. I ask that one a lot.
I guess that's true.
It's a good gauge. That's a good gauge.
My question for you is, where did you watch it?
Dude, I couldn't find it. I tried to rent it off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Legally. And something happened, and I got a Spanish copy of it, so I couldn't understand it. And so I tried to re-rent it again, legally, and it just wouldn't download. So I was like, well, that's weird, and I wasn't going to pay for it. Like, buy it, you know what I mean? So I was like, ah, damn. So I went and I did the search on my TV yesterday before wing night, and luckily enough, it was playing this morning at 4 a.m. on IFC.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, record, woke up at 6 and watched it. So
Very good.
Not worth the lack of sleep.
No.
All right, Joseph.
Yeah, so I asked him that question because mine, I was so surprised. Like, I wasn't really surprised that, like, Amazon Prime didn't carry it, which, fine. I mean, you know, they sell it, but they just didn't have it on streaming. Netflix, a little bit surprised they didn't have it. But the biggest one I'm surprised about is iTunes doesn't even sell a copy of it on iTunes. iTunes doesn't sell, yeah. So I was left trying to scrape for mine, and I ended up renting it on the internet, we'll call that, from, you know, the six people around the world that actually own the copy of it. Thanks to whoever actually has a very good internet connection, I was able to, you know, watch it nicely. But the movie itself...
He just took a drink break for himself. That was that long, awkward pause in case anybody was
wondering.
You could
hear it. Trust me.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Hold on, let me...
Just driving Clint insane. That was for you, Clint.
Clicking next?
No, okay. That's a little bit too much. So the movie itself, not good. Is just to sum it all up, not good at all. I will say I was happy for at least the first, I want to say like 30 minutes or so, because Dana Carvey wasn't being Dana Carvey. Like exactly what you said, he was making a voice the whole entire time in your movie. For mine, for the first like 30 minutes, he was perfectly normal. And I was like, wow, I might actually get a normal Dana Carvey movie and see how he acts within that. But nope. After a while, he just starts jumping into different weird Chinese characters, different New York characters. And by the end of the movie, he's doing an impression of George Bush in the bathroom of a baseball stadium.
You can't just say all that stuff out of context. It all makes sense.
It all makes sense within the movie, but
he's a con man in the movie.
He is a con man within the movie. And I should say he does some voices towards the beginning. That makes sense. But it's just by the end of the movie where he's playing George Bush in a bathroom, it started to go off rails for me. And the movie itself was just your stereotypical, you know, these two guys are con men. They get themselves in trouble with a loan shark, and then they have to go in hiding from them. They stumble upon a empty house that not only was the owner gone, but the guy who was supposed to be house sitting for the owner got a job across the country somehow, and so they were able to live into this house for a while. And at a certain point, the guy who owns that house, his parents come down, just like fucking randomly. Like, who does that? And so Dan Carvey is impersonating the guy who was supposed to be house sitting, and he eventually gets a job out of it somehow because he's a good con man and blah blah blah. Falls in love, and then. Every, you know, all movies like this, they have
parts of it reminded me of that movie, The Secret to My Success, with Michael J. Fox.
God damn, you've never seen that, have you?
I'm trying to think, because there was another movie while I was watching this. I was like, this sounds so familiar.
I think Secret to My Success, right?
Kind of. I mean, basically, Michael J. Fox's character was worked for his uncle. And pretends to be like this college graduate and successful, blah blah blah. So I guess there's part of it, and then like his uncle's wife tries to seduce him and all sorts of weird shit. If I remember correctly.
No, I mean more in the vein of like he was working like in the mill room and like con his way into like a top floor job kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so eventually you get to the point where, you know, obviously it has to come out that he's really conning everybody and he loses the girl, but then 5 minutes later he gets the girl back. With 5 minutes in movie time.
Yeah, in movie time. It took a couple weeks maybe in real life.
Then he ends up conning the big bad shark, loan shark again, and blah, blah, blah. So honestly, it wasn't a good movie, and I could see why it, like, only six people in the world actually own a copy of it.
Seven now.
Yeah. I'm deleting that.
No, see, I disagree with you. You're wrong.
And how is that?
Because I like the movie.
And when was the last time you watched it?
Last week.
Bullshit.
Nope, last week.
Bullshit.
No, last week.
Was it on TV?
Yeah, it was on like Encore or Showtime or something like that.
Remember he had on his DVR he was talking about?
Oh.
Yeah. See, I think, it's a very basic I'm going to sneeze or burp or do something.
Either way, something's coming out.
This is a sneeze break, so Mike, don't sneeze on my shits.
In the meantime, I'm going to explain to Mike why it was such a bad movie.
Okay, no, I understand. It's not...
I'm the god of that when you're about to sneeze and your friend says, what's that over there? And you hold it in and then it becomes a nose thing. It's just like a big tease. That's from a song. Go ahead.
Okay, like I was saying, I understand not thinking it's a good movie, but I wouldn't say it's a bad movie either. I think it's one of those movies that it's a super simple. It's like someone bought a book on how to write a movie and just followed the list. Like, it's that really basic three-act movie.
Yeah.
Which a lot of movies are. And it's real simple, and it was really just a vehicle because Dana Carvey was super hot at the time just to get him in the movie theaters. And I get that. But at the same time, I think there's enough funny parts and charming parts of the movie to make it at least enjoyable.
Oh, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were some funny parts in the movie, you know, some stuff that Danny Carvey said. And I was super surprised to see Pee Wee's Playhouse playing on the TV in the background at one point. It was pretty awesome. But just in general, for me, it just, I don't know, just, I suppose I'm also not as big as a Dana Carvey fan as I know you are, and I don't know about Cody.
Yeah, because like I said, I understand people not saying it's a good movie, but I don't think it was a bad movie either. I think it's just kind of one of those movies that's there that nobody's ever...
Barely been there.
It's there.
So that's pretty much it for me. Cody? Or questions, comments? And...
Would you watch it again?
Hell no.
I would, and I have...
All right. You don't. Will you stop it? Just either eat that cookie or put it back.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So eat away from the mic.
Cheese and rice.
Jesus Christ isn't a bad word.
Cheese and rice.
Anyways, so because we couldn't decide on what I was going to watch, and I...
Which I think you should have watched the Dana Carvey show.
Waited way too long to actually do anything. I was like, you know what? It's about 11 o'clock at night. I haven't watched anything with Dana Carvey. We're going to record tomorrow. Might as well watch what I can get. Master of Disguise is on Netflix still. Watched it. All right. It's awesome.
I love that movie, too.
It's fantastic.
I know Cody hates it.
It's hilarious. Have you ever seen it, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
No. But again, I'm not as big as a Dana Carvey fan as you guys are. Fair enough. His SNL stuff is really funny, but...
Basically,
that's what all of his films are. They're just like one giant SNL sketch, you know. So eventually, it just kind of wears on me the whole doing the different voices and stuff. And then that's just what he becomes known for. He just becomes known for doing those voices.
Have you ever watched any of his stand up?
I've seen like one episode.
What do you think of his stand up, Coda?
Pretty funny.
I like his stand up. It's. I mean, there's voices and stuff, obviously, but it's... I think you might like, especially some of his newer stuff, because he's actually like topical and does bits, not just impressions. I like a stand up too. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Master's Guys.
Everyone's seen it. Everyone likes it.
It's awesome.
Everyone likes it.
I love when Bo Derek does her Batman Returns impression. It's a part where Bo Derek is technically the Master's Guys in disguise. And he comes running away from him, and he's dressed like Bo Derek in that like green, like swimsuit with the necklace or whatever, or with the braids, you know.
Braids in the hair,
and then she jumps off, and she has a little like shawl, and she does like the whole like, exactly like a Batman look like in Batman Returns, where like he started perpendicular, and then like his feet went down. Oh, made me laugh. I was like, ah, damn it, Tim Burton's trying to sue somebody right now. But I did learn something new about two things new about it last night when I was watching. I was looking stuff up. First one is executive producer is Starburns from Community. Thought that was pretty cool. Dinos Strapalopoulos or whatever his name is. That's close enough. And then do you know who originally was the role for Pistachio Disguisey was actually written for and offered to?
If I had a guess, I don't know. But if I had a guess, I'd say Jim Carrey.
Joe?
Robert Loggia?
Not Robert Loggia.
Said with a mouthful of snickerdoodle.
Robert Loggia. No, it's actually Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it seems like a Jim Carrey movie.
But did it explain why he didn't do it then?
I'm guessing because of money. But the weird thing is that you have Brett Spiner.
Mr. Popper's Penguins too much.
Yeah. which was way not around the same time. But like James Brolin is in it. I was like,
really?
Of all, he plays Pistachio's dad.
Oh, okay.
The master disguise. But I'm like, James Brolin, like, how'd you get that? Like, if someone said to me, Dana Carvey's new movie called Master Disguise, where they play people who are masters of disguise.
I'd have been like, is it a Dana Carvey movie? No, thank you.
But how do you land James Brolin? Like, what kind of blackmail do they have on him?
What happened is he just so happened to be in that, like, they filmed the scene around him.
Yeah.
He just so happened to be there.
Fair enough. Brett Spiner's really funny in it when he both fingered him. Whenever he laughs, he farts. Makes me giggle every time.
The best one is when he's running away. No, the last one where he laughs and it doesn't happen and he looks all happy and proud of himself and then he farts and he gets sad. It makes me laugh so hard. It does probably say things about our maturity level. That, like, one of my favorite scenes of that movie is just a running fart gag.
And then a couple other things. It's an Adam Sandler produced movie too. So it's got a bunch of his crew and like one of the security guards when Jessica Simpson comes to take the moon lander. The dude... I can't remember
There's
his name.
A sentence that should never have been said.
But it's the guy from, like, Waterboy, the guy with the funky eye. You know, he's in it. Like, he's always in the Adam Sandler movies, the big guy.
Yeah.
But then I noticed, I forgot that young Pistachio is played by the twins from Big Daddy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, they play him when he's young. So what happens in the movie, if you don't remember, he's mocking his chemistry teacher. And he blows it, like, he makes an explosion. And basically what happens is one looks normal, and then they switch him out. So in the credits, they're showing, like, a little bit of goose and everything. And they show that one where basically it's the normal one. He's supposed to, like, a thing of smoke supposed to come up, and they're supposed to switch spots. But he comes up too late, and the other guy doesn't go down. So they're, like, both standing there, and he's, like, pushing his brother down. He's like, yeah, it's pretty funny. But, yeah, so it was pretty hilarious. I like that movie a lot. And that's it for that.
Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Many, many times.
Yep. At least once or twice a month. Just kidding.
Yeah, you better be.
A week. Come on. So, yeah. That's it for that one, I guess. Assignments done.
Booyah.
Booyah, kasha.
Really much news this week?
Not really. Shitty Ghostbusters reboots. Some promo art for Age of Ultron with Vision in it. That's been pretty cool.
Like actual promo art?
Not stills from the movie, but like toy things. They did like a bio of it with the article said spoilers, but if you read it, it doesn't really spoil much.
Spoilers. I mean, other than the fact that Vision.
They do, like, cuz there's two, they show you two. They show one for the Vision, one for Ultron, cuz they are two of the new characters introduced for that movie. But the description for, like, they actually give you the origin and how they basically, because everyone's like wondering what the origin of Ultron is, and in this they actually tell you what it is, and it's not what you think it is. The original description that everyone was going by was Ultron is an old failed defense program that Tony resurrects. It's not. According to the bio on the back of the toy packaging, he is. Tony is sifting through old Chikari technology from the first movie, mm-hmm. and he stumbles upon an AI and uses that, and that's where Ultron comes from.
Oh.
So that's how they get rid of Hank Pym and not have Hank Pym in it.
Oh, it makes sense why he's so freaking evil, too, and it, because the logical jump between, like, Tony Stark's working on some sort of, you know, different AI, and it suddenly becomes evil is kind of a logical jump. Yeah. Or for me, at least. But the fact that it's some Chitauri AI, that would make sense why it's evil. Yeah.
And then Vision is Tony's AI that he was working on. He's basically Jarvis still.
Yeah.
Given us an android body. And they talk about how he can phase through stuff. Yeah, so he'll be phasing That's through shit. Right. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So he'll be able to change his weight and stuff. Yeah, it's going to be super sick. Super sci-fi, kids. Super sci-fi. So yeah, other than not much for news this week. But Mike has a fun little game we're gonna play.
Uh-oh. What?
You know what it is.
Turn the lights out, everybody.
We're gonna play a rousing game of Who's in My Mouth. No, you know what this is, Joe. Don't act like you weren't at lunch today.
Maybe I wasn't.
That makes sense. Doesn't even fucking
Okay, so over the weekend I found myself watching all of the Lethal Weapon movies. And they're one of my favorite sets of movies ever. So I got to thinking, because I know there's been rumors in the past about, for a while there's a Lethal Weapon 5 rumor, and then that kind of got squashed, and then they're talking about just completely rebooting it. Like early last year, there were talks about it, and supposedly there's a script for it too. So I text you guys, and I was like, who would you recast for Lethal Weapon?
Two. You said two.
I said two because yeah. I was on two, and two has more characters that I think it'd be funner. You could fit more people into, because then you get, you know, Joe Pesci, you get Leo Getz.
And, yeah, true.
And yeah. Different, like the
more, Butters.
Yeah. That's, so,
that's three.
Four.
Yeah.
Or four.
Butters is four.
Was it four?
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
What was three then?
Three is Rene three Russo. Three is
Rene Russo comes in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So every, yeah.
Yeah. One there.
And, but then two also has, like, Riggs is, like, gets, like, a girlfriend for a second, then she dies. Spoilers. And,
you son of a
God
bitch.
God damn it, Mike. You coded me.
I haven't finished it yet.
The old foreign guy. I thought that'd be a funner one just to, like, talk BS around and see who you cast. But then we basically turn into, okay, let's recast all of them. Yeah. We're gonna reboot.
Yeah.
We're going to reboot the Lethal Weapon franchise. We're going to keep the same storylines for each of them. We're going to make
shot for shot remake.
You could change around the story a little bit.
No.
But all the characters have to be the same people. Like,
that's
you could
why
tweak
you keep it. The same.
You could tweak it
nope.
a little bit.
Nope.
Just same. To make it more modernized.
Same.
But yeah, so who the important ones?
Oh, I want Murtaugh to have that giant suitcase cell phone.
That's what I was thinking, actually, yeah.
No, you can't do that. That makes no
sense. Yes,
no,
yes, you can.
Yeah.
Can't.
I'm
you
not
set
gonna
it back
remake
in
Lethal Weapon, and then just have it a shot for shot remake. I'm going it modernized because you can do more stuff with it now.
So you want a Miami Vice this shit?
The Miami Vice movie wasn't bad.
It was completely different though.
Yeah, but I'm not turning a TV show into a movie either. I'm turning movies into movies here. Come on.
Oh, I'm turning movies into movies here.
Come on. all right, so who would you guys? The big ones, obviously, we'll start with the first movie and work your way through. Riggs and Murtaugh, who do you have today?
Hold on, I got to find my list.
Murtaugh, Denzel Washington. I think we all agreed on that one.
Well, it was a really good idea, although I think I was I starting to lean towards Luther?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Which I think I'm more leaned to. Because here's the thing. When we get into this, it's not just a fun conversation. We always...
This is fucking business.
Yeah. It always turns into like a serious debate. And then we get like... We're like, okay, look up the ages of the actors when they played each movie. See what the age difference is. Try to find that. So Danny Glover was 43 when he filmed Lethal Weapon
2.
But he was 50. He turned 50 in the first one.
Yeah.
That was the birthday he celebrated. Was the 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And Riggs was 10 years old, younger than him in real life. And you never really get into Riggs' age. So you think 31, 32, that age range. So we were looking for that age difference. So 31 to 34-ish and then 41 to 44-ish. So that's how we landed on Luther, because Denzel is like old, like really old now.
He's 60 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
60.
So it makes it a little bit harder to do. You can maybe make him the captain or something, but
yeah.
So like if you wanted to recast Murtaugh, you know, obviously Denzel would be the first choice, but if you try to get it down a little bit, you do.
I would say if we're going for like what the original movies were, then we would have to go with what. Did we ever look up how old Idris Elba is?
He's in the proper range.
He's in the proper range. Yeah. So I would say he would probably be your best.
Okay.
So we go
either Denzel or him. Riggs. Who'd you guys have as Riggs? My initial jumping off point was Chris Pine.
Which isn't bad, and it could work.
Could work.
I would need to see, like, everybody that we get.
But I like...
They need to send
you in. You guys haven't seen Horrible Bosses 2.
No.
He plays a sleazy scumbag in Horrible Bosses 2. obviously in a comedic way, but something about that character makes me think he can play Riggs because just the sleaziness of him. And I think maybe because he's like dirty and he's got like the 5 o'clock shadow and he's kind of crazy in it. I'm like, if he could tweak that a little bit, I think he could actually play Riggs. But that was just my initial to get the, you know, the age frames and everything right. So then I thought that Thor would be a good casting choice for it too. I think Thor could do it. Not Thor with a hammer. Fuck it. Got it. I said fuck. Yeah. 30 minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, not bad.
Beat your old time by what, a minute?
Yeah, almost a full minute.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm going to try to keep it PG-13 for the rest of the show, just for practice. That's probably not going to happen, though.
Fucking loser.
So who would you have, Cody?
I wanted, like, let's see what I put in here. Like, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Like, I think he'd would be really good. Because I was trying to think of someone who would play good, like, conflicting personality character. You know, like, obviously Mel Gibson played, like, a little bit insane.
Which you only really need in the first one. It kind of goes away.
No, like, when he does the fighting. But also, like, it's not just dual personalities. Well, like
the suicide-y part of him.
The suicide-y part.
Yeah, like, that part. Yeah. But, like, later movies, he does the whole, like, goofy cop and then action, you know? Yeah. Like, so, like, that balance is still there. So there's always two types of characters he's playing. But, like, I think looking at someone who can do action really well, too, would be good. But I want someone who's unassuming. Not that Mel Gibson was unassuming in those movies at all.
Right, because he was supposed to be.
That's the reason I went with Chris Pine in the first one, because he's not this big, bulking dude like Thor is.
But then you went with Thor.
I went with Thor because he's a really good actor, and he's... But he slims down, though, when he's not Thor.
Yeah.
Or I was even thinking his little brother, but he's way young. He's like 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could even make that work, too, like a second-year cop or something like that, like a hot shot. Yeah,
Liam.
I think he would be really good too. But yeah, Aaron, what's his name?
Aaron Taylor Johnson
would be awesome too because he can do action.
That would be my pick for sure.
My knee jerk reaction was Ryan Reynolds,
right?
Because he has that goofiness to him that it if he does it right could translate into the more suicidal, at least for the first movie, type of acting. And but he's always stayed pretty, you know, buff and stuff. So he'd have to come down a little bit for the role. But I think that he could do it.
He's pretty slender, though.
Like, he's slender, but, you know, he's still, like, ripped. But I think he could do it.
And this is one we didn't actually talk about or text about, Joshua, who famously played by the completely normal, insane Gary Busey.
I was thinking about that because we didn't talk about that in the text message. Because we're text messaging, if you guys haven't caught on, was actually just Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah.
Then Mike thought later, we should recast all the characters for all four. So I went back on my own and thought Michael Fassbender would be a good bad guy because he is, he knows how to, in action scenes, but he is fucking insane.
Well, you said him for Riggs at one point, and but we liked that idea.
But when we changed ages, I brought him younger because I was thinking we're going to do the same age gap between Denzel being older
and
Riggs being older, but when they're going back to other ages.
Because you want to keep kind of the same age group because a Denzel being 60-something in a movie, he's so close to retirement by that time. Like, I don't know.
Like real retirement. Not like, not like Murtaugh retirement.
Not I'm too old for this shit, but like literally you're too old for this shit.
I do have really good butters though when we get there.
Yeah. I think mine too are pretty good. That's actually really good. Fassbender for Joshua because he could do action and he could be that like stoic, robotic kind of creepy bad guy. I like that one. That's a good shot. Welcome. You have any?
I had a good one and I can't remember who it was.
So it wasn't that good, was it?
Oh, who's yours?
Huh?
Yeah, who do you have for Joshua?
For Joshua,
I like Fassbender a lot. I keep it Fassbender.
But who was yours though?
Liam Neeson.
Not too old though.
Yeah, I know. That's. I kept thinking, man, taking one, dude. You know what I mean? That Liam Neeson character would be so fun.
The other one I was thinking too for Riggs would be was I thinking Riggs for them? It doesn't matter. But
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hardy could totally do it, too.
I was in the, trying to look at our text message. We text messaged each other way too much.
Yeah.
We also went with, Carl Urban as at one point. And
yeah, that's before we got the age thing settled down.
Yeah. Trying to look.
Carl Urban could play Joshua, actually.
Actually, he probably would be pretty good.
Actually, I was thinking, you know what Carl Urban would be good as, though? Would be the villain from 3, the ex-cop.
That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put Attack in that. Because I was having troubles with that one.
Nailed it, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good way to fit him in and get a good action sequence with whoever. Because
that way,
make Riggs.
There would be a closer age range between Murtaugh and him because they're supposed to be.
And he would be a cop that got like shamed off. Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's
good.
Well, who do you want to do when we start 2? And I think we're all. What?
How far are we casting for this, though? Are we just doing the main people? Okay.
Well, I want to do the captain at some point, too, because he shows up in all of them.
Yeah, I still
I had a hard time with the captain. I kind of am, like, I want John Goodman there because I just think he'd be good at yelling at him and making him and being funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
So I always thought John Goodman could do it now. You want to jump up to the second one?
Sure.
All right, so we have all the existing characters. The biggest one in part 2 that we need to add is Mr. Leo Getz, whatever.
I think we all agreed on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, which would be Charlie Day.
Yeah.
Would be Charlie Day.
I think he's the perfect. He's a good actor. He's funny. He talk fast. You could see him being a you know, kind of con man-ish kind of dick, you know? but he's funny. And he's tiny, so the size difference would be hilarious, too, just to see him getting picked on by Riggs and Murtaugh the whole time. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just, I don't think you could do better, man.
I don't think so either.
Like, I don't think anyone listening could ever do better.
They don't fucking try.
Yeah, don't you dare. Or if you want to, you know, put it on our Facebook page. I want to hear it. Julie, you want to do the girlfriend? I didn't really give...
I thought about her for a second. I was thinking the chick from Transformers 3? Yeah.
The model one?
The model one, yeah.
Are we going to go South African again? I know we talked about it a little bit.
I mean, I just think you have to do it. Because you can't take those problems that South Africa was having at the time and put it in today. Yeah, you can, but it's not.
But the reason why is because then we'd have to scrap who we had for the main...
No, because he could play...
I know, but like he does so well with his crazy South African accent, though.
In which case, you had Charlton Copley for that. Yeah,
we can still make him anything, but I'm just saying, like,
but I'm just saying she doesn't have to be,
because I was just thinking as long as it's not American, and I went with Christoph Waltz. That I thought.
Well, he would be the ambassador, though. Remember, there's the ambassador is the older guy,
right?
Then there was the blonde guy. Who was like his right hand man?
The muscle guy?
Yeah, that would be Charlton Copley.
The muscle one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then we'd still have Christoph Waltz be. Yeah.
Would be the dignitary.
Both of them.
And you can make him German.
Diplomatic immunity. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Charlton Copley could do a German.
He did Southern. He could do what Schwarzenegger did back in the heyday, and he could just be from different countries and never change the way he talks.
he could be a CIA agent and have an Austrian accent, though.
Yeah.
He could be from Russia and talk
with an Austrian
exactly
accent.
Exactly how he talks.
He didn't do much talking in that one, though, did he?
I love that movie, though.
That's true. It was a good one. Hold on. I'm making notes.
Making notes?
Yeah.
I'm going through the list. I think that's really... We just have to hit those two bad guys. I mean, the... what would be fun is to do all the cops in that one. Because that's when they kind of start bringing in all the partners.
Yeah, because like Dean Norris shows up. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they're not actors that you know their names, but they're all actors you recognize them from somewhere else. So that's when you can start plugging, like, this guy did really good in this movie. We're going to put him here. You know, you can have a lot of fun with that, with the smaller roles. But I think we got, the girl from Transformers 3 kind of looks like her, I think.
Yeah.
She actually looks like her a lot. The girl we're talking plays Patsy.
Yeah, just
something.
Have to dye her hair black or dark brown or whatever it was.
It was kind of blonde, wasn't it?
Well, she had dark hair in the movie. In
the movie.
In Lethal Weapon 2, yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to go to three, or do you have something else?
I think go to three.
I'm thinking,
because I can't think of any other main characters or like big enough characters in two.
That's it, I think, for that one. Because I'm looking at the list of characters for two. We could, I mean, you could throw people in for the different partners, but we don't have to do it now.
I want Joseph Gordon-Levitt to be one of the other partners.
Nah, he's too big. I'd like Bill Burr would be one of the other partners for sure.
It'd be fun just to have like people like you know though just kind of pop in and out though.
Yeah, like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr would be funny because he was awesome in because
he's played a cop a bunch.
I just want to name him Robin. Yeah, but
fucking punch in your neck! I swear to God. Why don't you go by your actual name? Shut the fuck up, bitch! Give my stuff. Did I ask you what I should go by? Give him my fucking shit. The rich man left me. That's what I would have said to that fucking bitch.
Fun times.
Let's see. So Christoph Waltz, right? How the fuck do you spell his name?
Nobody knows. It's been a mystery plaguing mankind since the beginning of the film.
Even he doesn't know how.
Changes it every movie.
Yep. I would guess to start spelling Christopher, but then not.
Just give up halfway through.
Oh, that was right. Yeah, I was great. I was great.
Christ, ah, fuck. This is a long name.
Christoph, you have a really long name. Let's see. Can't spell villain, apparently. Jesus fucking Christ. Start typing.
Jesus. Good thing you got that laptop.
I know.
That's why I bought it.
That's why I got it, people. All right, so we'll jump up to the third while he's taking the notes. This one's a good one because you get to add two vital characters, one being Rene Russo, who ends up being Riggs's wife.
Squeeze.
Eventually
down the road. And the role of a character named Jack Travis, who was the main villain in this one, who is basically a shamed cop who was a badass. Like they explain it long enough to let everyone know like he was like one of the toughest cops. He was kind of a rule breaker, blah blah blah. But they built him up without like giving him a lot of stuff, and so you know he's supposed to be a super badass. But he's shamed from the cops, and then he ends up like running
becoming
guns
a bad
and
guy,
ammo.
Yeah.
So
I think we hit that one with Carl Urban.
Carl Urban would be fantastic right there because he's a little bit older than whoever we decide to throw on his rigs.
Nailed it!
So, yeah, that's the best.
Because he would be closer to the age of Murtaugh.
Yeah, but still younger. Yeah. But the captain would know him, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Because the captain obviously knows. He's the one that probably, you know, brought him down or whatever.
Because I'm not saying like every bad guy has to be like a overwhelming presence or anything, but the Jack Travis character was played by a dude that you didn't really, if you looked at him, he's older and he wasn't like really in shape and he was balding. Like he didn't look like a badass at all.
Yeah.
But it's fine. They built him up. He did a good job.
He didn't really fight anybody.
Yeah, he never really fought, which bugged me. That's the only part of the movie that kind of bugged me. It's like you built him up as this badass character. Him and Riggs needs to have a big fight at the end.
Yeah.
And they had a little fight at the end. And then Jack Travis jumps in a tractor, tries to run him over while a house is burning down around him.
And the motherfucker gets filled with goddamn lead. Gah.
Yep, that's what happened. Okay, so we got him, Carl Urban, yep. Cass, bam, ready to go. Who would Rene Russo's character be?
I never put any thought into it, so I'm trying to think of it now.
Cody, did you have anybody?
Not really.
She has to be badass, kind of. Because Rene Russo supposedly knew how to fight, and she had, like, battle wounds and stuff.
Maybe someone like a Leona Henley or something?
I don't know who that is, so
The broad from 300.
Oh, okay.
The wife?
Maybe.
Charlize Theron? Just throwing it out there?
No.
No? Okay.
Just
throwing it out there.
I I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence would be cool.
I was thinking that, but she's like 25, 26 right now. She's kind of really young.
26. Yeah, she'd probably be a little too young for it.
Too young. I mean, I know she
could
always
jump
play
over
up,
to.
But
I'm trying to think of like cool action chicks. Like Kate Beckinsale.
Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway. I don't know if I like that one either. She's a good actress.
This obviously would She's be opposite action. Of Aaron Taylor Johnson, right? Because he has their rigs.
Yeah. Yeah, so it has to pair up with him.
Then him would probably be too old. She'd be a little older than him. Ooh. Kate Beckinsale could play younger.
Yeah. Jessica Biel.
Yeah, that's true.
Has Kate a Beckinsale. Good athletic.
Yeah.
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 Built.
Whooped like that Jessica ass Biel. In Blade 3, so.
Yeah. As bad as that movie was, she handled herself pretty well with the action scenes and stuff.
Because really, she needs to know karate. Needs to be well-versed with a gun.
She has to look like she's fired a gun before. I hate that in movies when somebody somebody like grabs a gun and they're supposed to be like this huge badass and it's like you could tell they haven't even like gone to a shooting range.
It's gonna go off.
And like or when like they throw a kick and it's like they don't even watching a lot of mixed martial arts have ruined me, but
I just thought of the bus driver. Sorry, the bus driver scene, the female bus driver.
Oh, the
You're the jam, my jelly roll. Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but I just thought, I just pictured of someone like.
She's an armored car driver.
Yeah, armored car driver. Yeah. Like going after Idris Elba. Just like.
Who would it be?
I don't know. That's one thing. I pictured her and then him freaking out like Murtaugh did, you know, behind the desk and like, and then like has to, you know, kick at
the
Riggs.
Chick from Community.
Yvette Brown?
Yeah.
Perfect. High five.
Yeah.
Good job.
And that's four, right? That is three, right? That's three. What I thought.
Yeah, wasn't that was like the beginning where they did the armored car chase through the city. Yeah, and they wrecked that car through that building.
Yeah, I was trying to look for
the car through the building
because she's not listed on this little. It's not the whole cast, obviously, but this doesn't have her on there.
Yeah,
which makes sense. She's not, you know.
She was in. She was also in Scrooge.
She was. She played.
Richard Donner had a lot of Lethal Weapon people in Scrooge. Man, if you watch that, there's a ton of them. It's fantastic. So who'd we decide on? Rene Russo.
We didn't.
Jessica Biel.
I think was it Biel or Beckinsale would be probably your best bets.
I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, but she is kind of young, I think. But God damn it, she's a good actress.
Trying to think,
she could do action too.
Well, how old is the what's his name for Riggs?
Jason Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, how old?
Aaron Taylor Johnson. You guys are fucking me up. Jesus. He is 33, I think it said.
Oh, okay.
No, or 30, so, somewhere in there. So, I know it's 30-something.
Yeah. I don't think she could play up that
Well, let's see how old. I like the ideal of Bradley Cooper, too, but the age range is not right.
For Riggs. I think it honestly could work.
He could do the Carl Urban character too, but I like Carl Urban better for that.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Jennifer Lawrence. She's the first Jennifer that pops up.
Of course she is.
When you type her in.
Well, I mean, you have.
Yeah, she's only 24. Yeah, she's too young.
Yeah. Damn it. Well, what other characters are there in the Lethal Weapon 3?
I think that's really.
That's really it?
Yeah. Yeah, Jessica Biel's 32.
So she's right in there. She's done action movies.
She's handled herself well.
Yeah. So we'll call that a placeholder unless somebody comes up with something else.
I like her, though.
No, I like her, too.
Yeah, I like that one.
What was the bus driver or the armored car driver's name? I can't find her.
It was probably just armored car driver, or unless you're talking about her real.
She had a name because she said her name out loud.
Yeah,
you tell her. You tell him that blah blah blah. Yeah.
And doesn't she show up towards the end of the movie as well?
Yeah, she shows up at the
tells him.
That's when he's hiding behind the desk, and Riggs is right there.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You tell him he's the jelly my jam roll or whatever it is.
Jam in my jelly roll,
whatever it is."
Was it Dolores?
I think it might have been Dolores Hall. Yeah, Dolores Hall.
Dolores Hall plays Dolores.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was pretty easy, huh? Dolores it is.
Yeah, this is coming out good, people. I'm excited about this. I can't wait till we have, $200 million to make all these movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever. All right, so those are the three for Lethal Weapon three. So now on to four.
Oh, I'm so excited about four. So I love part four.
So we have Butters.
So much.
Butters, I honestly think that your obviously, Kevin Hart suggestion earlier was...
That was his. I think Cody's. He's a little too old.
That was my initial one, the one I like better is
And we
Damon,
agreed on this one.
Damon Wayans Jr.
But...
I just...
Damon Wayans Jr. is so good.
But...
Yeah, but I just... I don't...
Donald Glover.
Okay.
Okay, I will take Donald Glover over Damon Wayans Jr.
No,
yes.
It's not... Don't say it like it's a landslide. Like, Damon Wayans Jr. is hilarious.
I think he is hilarious. I have not seen Let's Be Cops, but the trailers he's really funny in. But he has that ability to be like the...
Or even the other guys. That small part he had in the other guys.
I just don't care for him.
I don't care for you, Joe.
I don't care for you, Mike.
Our friendship is over.
Okay.
Then you need to give him back his present he gave you.
Nope.
No, he can
not
keep
doing
that.
You give me back yours. We'll call it an even trade.
He already gave it to me. Wait, I mean, I didn't. What? Just kidding.
There's just something about the Wayans brothers. Like, they're not bad.
He's not
brother.
He's a nephew.
He's the son of Damon.
Fine, whatever.
So he's not like
fine,
you can't
whatever.
Put him on Sean and Marlon's level.
I will.
Yeah. Well, that's called racism. I don't know why it's racism.
Me either.
Shut your fucking mouth, Mike. I'm trying to argue for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. We're not going with him anyways. We're going with Donald Glover.
Which I'll be fine with. So beyond that, we have Jet Li's character, Wasinku.
And this is another one where, like, my knee-jerk reaction is Tony Jaa. Because I feel like Tony Jaa was supposed to be the new Jet Li, and it never really happened.
Fucking Americans.
Yeah. Like, well, he never got that big... American movie role. But
no.
Jet Li, he's older than Jet Li was at that point. But the age in the movie doesn't matter.
Was he?
Yeah, pretty sure.
No, all
right. I could be wrong.
But you said, the age doesn't really matter.
The age doesn't
really
matter. It's just Lethal Weapon 4 kind of propelled Jet Li into American movies. I think Tony Jaa should have had that movie by now that hit in theaters in America and propelled him to a higher level than what he's at in terms of movies in America. Like, and I know he makes a boatload of stuff, even with Americans and American movies, but it's like he should have already had that big breakout movie, you know?
We always do the dude from The Raid.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
I'm just saying, I'm open for either one. I wrote Tony Jaa down already, but...
I think he'd be more... Yeah, I think he'd be better, Tony Jaa. Yeah.
Fast and Furious 7 might be the movie, though, for Tony Jaa.
I forgot he's in that.
Yeah, as much as no one's really excited, that movie's going to do huge numbers.
Well, duh.
So as long as Tony Jaa does good, that might be the one that puts him up over the top.
As long as they don't go back and look at The Protector 2, because that movie was fucking awful.
Yeah. I expect most of those movies to be awful, so the fact that he made a couple good ones is impressive.
All those ones that are in that run were really good. It's just The Protector 2 was fucking god-awful. Just shitty graphics, shot horribly. Whatever, though. Skin trade sounds dirty.
I feel like I should know more. Like...
Louis Tran, that's what he plays as, huh? Yeah.
By the way, the fight scene at the end of Lethal Weapon 4,
one of the best.
Holy crap. I get so amped up watching it, dude. Like, I punched Jin in the face, stabbed him with a crowbar. I was like, yeah. I didn't do any of that. I didn't stab my wife with a crowbar. But I wanted to.
I'm trying to think of who'd be good to play Benny. The mom.
Oh, the old
Uncle Benny.
Uncle Benny. Yeah.
You could find anybody.
You can make Jackie Chan at this point.
I was thinking that, but then
make him younger.
It might be just a little. Well, no, because Benny.
Well, they all
Uncle
to,
Benny
they,
was
but
older.
They have to be Chinese. Though.
No, I mean,
well, they have to be Thai.
Make the character younger. Doesn't have to be.
Well, I mean,
Americans don't know the difference.
Or be racist, but I'm saying if you go to Tony Jaa, he is obviously
Thai.
So you would try to make that half of the cast.
You tell could him just he can't it. Throw any knees in this movie and nobody will know he's bad. Trust Dude. Me, Americans will never know.
Would you like to take your hood off? It's getting in the way of the mic.
I'm not saying I wouldn't notice. I'm saying Americans in general wouldn't notice.
Americans.
And you know it's true. You know there'd be like four people be like, isn't he giant? Whatever. And then it'd be done with.
Chinese, Japanese, yeah, they'll have fortune cookies.
Knee-jerk reaction. I was thinking of the guy who trains what's her name from Kill Bill.
He's dead.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Kung Fu? That guy?
Well, the guy who played him in Kill Bill is a young guy. They dressed up as an old guy.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got the long.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I thought you meant.
No, yeah, he knows who I meant. The guy with the.
Oh,
the
not
Fu Manchu.
Not Bill.
No,
the guy that trained her.
Trained her.
The, you know, the guy with the crazy white and beard. And snatches out a fucking bronze eyeball.
Lopan can do it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be okay with that, yeah.
You just
yeah.
dress him up as Lopan.
Yeah.
Not or as Lopan.
Because that'd be no, like ahead. Fucking Lopan on a dentist chair just getting high off of nitrous oxide.
Yeah. And so, yeah, man.
Well, is Kim Chan dead? We can just get Kim Chan back. Play Benny in the first one. Yeah, he's dead.
Probably looks exactly the same.
Holy fuck, he died at 90 in 2008, so he was old as shit in that movie.
It was.
Wow.
That means he was 80.
Let's see. In the movie.
I think we put together a pretty badass franchise, guys.
Let's see. David Lopan, I can't remember his name. James Hong, right?
Seinfeld 4?
Yeah, James Hong. Seinfeld 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what he said.
That's okay. Him. In the episode of Seinfeld.
James Hong.
So.
Boom. Lethal Weapon cast. So yeah. We casted three people per movie. That's pretty good. Main yeah. casting?
I think that's pretty much
it. I mean,
it.
And there's a couple other, like.
Big ones. I mean, the Murtaugh's family.
Murtaugh's family, yeah.
The wife's the important one, because the kids, you just. Cast any kid.
They alternate anyways to the movies, don't they?
No, but there's a couple of them that kind of just disappear.
Yeah. they do the whole, you know, they walk up the stairs and they never come back type thing.
The Happy Days thing?
They went off to college in the movie. And
no, they're all in them through all four movies. Because obviously the third one.
Three, right?
Well, yeah, there's the two girls. Basically the oldest daughter, the son, and then the youngest daughter.
Oh, yeah, huh? I guess they're all there. They're just, like, real bit parts, except for...
The son and the daughter, Darlene. The older daughter.
Yeah, the older daughter has a pretty big role.
Especially in 3 and 4.
The son's just kind of there in the background.
Except for 3.
Four.
Except for 3, yeah.
3 is because his best friend's the one that Murtaugh
yeah.
shoots.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
But 4, he's just there real quick. Yeah. And gets some
She's in it more than in that one, because obviously she's involved with Butters.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From the movie from 1998.
I'll give you enough fucking time, all right?
But the mom should.
You could get one of the moms from Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wasn't she one of the moms from?
Was she
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? I don't know. Trish, there's no nope.
Trish Murtaugh,
Darlene Love.
I was thinking maybe like Rihanna could play
the daughter.
The daughter.
I'm gonna Google. 40-year-old black actresses.
You're going to get some awesome fucking results, I'll tell you right now. Awesome results.
Because I know there is somebody out there.
So she... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Actresses.
You could throw in Halle Berry, but just like, how old is she?
She's old enough, I think.
She's old enough, I think, yeah. I mean...
I don't know. Maybe we should. If it's modern, we could always do mix.
We can
throw in a different race. I'm just saying.
As long as it's not white, though. Too many white people.
It's too. It's too on the nose. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying white. I'm saying you can make her anything.
No, I know what you're saying. Anyway, I would say let's move on to the next movie.
Whoopi Goldberg.
That's
let's
it.
Make
that's
it
Whoopi all
Goldberg.
She doesn't have eyebrows. I don't know.
Or no. How's that? All no, right. No would be a good thing.
Fair enough.
She'd be way too old for that.
She would, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would, for sure.
Plus, you have to pry away from Ted Danson and the thing because they went out and he did blackface that one time and doesn't really matter. So yeah, so our cast for Lethal Weapon. Boom.
Yeah.
We got the, I mean, for all three movies, we got the main cast. You could, I mean, there's a lot more you can do also, but I think it was pretty good. So we got Idris Elba as Murtaugh. We got Aaron Taylor Johnson as Riggs. We got Michael Fassbender as Joshua for the first one. Second one, we got Charlie Day as Leo Getz.
Such a perfect cast.
The older villain for two, we have Christoph Waltz. The younger villain would be Sharlto Copley. For Lethal Weapon 2, Sleep Weapon 3 would be... We did not pick... Did we decide on a Laura Cole? Renia Russo's character?
I like Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Biel? Or if you're talking about, you know, we can mix races, we could do like someone like Zoe Saldana or Rosario Dawson.
Because
I like both of those actresses a lot.
Rosario Dawson's got brains. She's very smart, if you know what I mean.
She looks smart.
Yeah. She looks smart.
I think everyone knows what... hand gesture you're making right now, but yeah, both of those
brains, big brains,
big bouncy beautiful brains. But I like both of those too. We don't have to go like her.
I think it'd be Rosario Dawson would be good.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm okay
Rosario Dawson. Breaking walls down. Breaking barriers, people. We're doing important work here on Comes Naturally Podcast.
If any of this would come true, it'd be awesome.
Oh, dude. So much of our stuff has come
true. It is true, like, yeah.
So I'm going to put this out in the world.
So we got Rosario Dawson as... I just have her name down as Lorna Cole because that's her name from... That's her name, Russo's character's name.
Doesn't have to be her name, though.
We can name it whatever we want.
Can.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-ba-doo-boo. We got Jack Travis played by Carl Urban.
Ah, so good.
Dolores, we have played by Yvette Nicole Brown.
That's so good, too.
Then for Lethal Weapon 4, we have Don Glover as Butters. We have Tony Jaa as Wah Sing Koo. And we have James Hong as Uncle Benny. And obviously, there's a lot more casting. But those are their main ones that we went over.
Yeah.
Because if we did the rest of them, this podcast would be awesomely long.
Yeah.
Like, and it'd probably go nowhere. So, yeah. Boom. There you go, Hollywood. We did most of your work for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get now to just it. Lock it up.
Shot
and make
for shot
this
remake.
Movie good.
Yep.
Shot for shot remake with newer technology. So instead of the briefcase phone, which I still think needs to be in there, it can be a cell phone.
It could be a.
It could be same something. Story. It could be something like a self. One of their cell phones dies, and then Murtaugh pulls it out of the trunk of the car.
It's true.
He's like,
I
still
think
got
you guys
this.
Are hanging up on the wrong parts of the movie here.
I don't think we are. It's called details.
Yeah.
I think. Yar.
Details, Mike. It's all in the details.
You're all in the details.
He is.
Usually. Crammed right in there with the rest of them. So, boom. Lethal Weapon cast done. You're welcome. And that's what we call dreamcasting, kids.
So, world, if you want to have any input on this, please, I guess we could post it before the podcast and see if anybody has ideas, but... I want an open line of discussion. We got a lot of feedback on the Christmas movies.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was pretty good. So thanks for that if you participated in our fun little
And if you didn't,
question.
Let's fucking join the group, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. If we post something, please comment on it. That's why we do it.
Yeah. We don't just do it to, you know, see our own typing.
Cody does sometimes, but not always.
Hey.
There's truth to
our, it. Our Facebook page does have that Cody Facebook page problem of it'll post 15 things for the same.
What are you talking about?
Does it do
Let's,
the
No, it only
the
posts whole, that right. when the show comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing else, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
so
when the show comes out, there's.
It just links back to itself. Yeah. Hey, it's from Twitter. Here's our show. Yeah. And then from here.
It's good. We're covering all our bases, but.
I'm just saying, you could do it.
Oh, also...
change the subject. Weird.
No. It just popped in my head. Because I could do it. Whatever. You won't let me. You're like, yeah, I won't. Somebody suggested to me for Riggs, Joe Manganiello. And I was like, nah, I don't like it. He's too big.
Yeah.
He's cool, but he's too big.
Plus, he's going to be tied up doing the Macho Man Randy Savage movie.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's a thing?
No.
I didn't hear that.
But it should be a thing.
He wants to do it bad.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
Him as Macho Man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, so thanks for contributing that, but you're wrong.
It's, yeah, so whoever that was, shut your fucking mouth. You know what you're talking about.
Be nicer.
Be nicer.
Who is
but
it?
You're wrong.
Who is it?
It's a friend.
Was it Joe?
It's because
I don't believe you. Well, no. Jen, you're wrong too.
She doesn't know the names of any actors. So.
She just threw a name out there, and you're like,
"How do you know,
how do you
that?
Know that?"
She's just
I just made his
Yahoo
name
News.
Up.
Yeah. So yeah, we're done.
I won't bring up the fact we haven't done Simon's yet, but
because I don't think anybody really thought.
No,
of anything.
Nobody thought of anything. Maybe we'll figure it out throughout the week.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Lean towards maybe not.
We are supposed to do a favorites war movie, so maybe we'll that'll be our
yeah
our
put together
assignment.
A list
we'll
of
put together a list of your favorite war movies.
Would we go top 5, top 10?
I think you have to go top 10.
Top
that's
10?
A, that's no, that's
no,
too many.
Too
dude.
Many. We'll do top 6.
Top 5 for war movies?
Yeah.
Top 6.
Top 5.
Top 7.
Does Tropic Thunder count?
Type 7
nope.
and a half.
Okay, they can if you want.
It's not a war movie.
It's not a war movie.
It's not a war movie.
It's a war between man and man. I don't know. It's not a war movie at all. So top it's, 5 war
it's
movies.
A, it's a movie about movie of a war movie.
Top no. 5 war movies.
Top 5?
Top 5.
You have to watch one of them, too.
Can we include miniseries in that, too?
Yeah, but man, that's a lot of watching.
So no, like if you if you pick
you
Band
wanna,
of Brothers,
yeah,
you can watch one episode of Band of Brothers.
I don't. Let's. We'll give it its due.
I think it's
week,
a little too easy.
We'll, yeah, but we'll stick to
what
movies,
is, including Band of Brothers.
We'll stick to movies,
even the Pacific.
We'll talk about it. We'll
but
talk
I think
about
we'll,
them
we'll,
next
yeah,
week.
I think
but
we stick to movies.
We stick to movies.
Right. Top 5 war movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to watch one of those 5.
I'm probably only going to do 3. Just letting you know right now.
How's that possible?
Because I'm lazy. I have a lot going on.
Mike doesn't like top 5 because it's way too much work.
No.
But if he does 3, it's like, haha, see, 3 is easy to get. Which
okay,
is
I'll
stupid.
Do my favorite war movie. Do number 1.
See, now he's even lowered it more because that's what Mike does.
I will bounce ideas off you guys about possible war movies. That's all I'm doing.
And not one person's complained about how we ended the show last week. By the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I listened to it, and I was like, oh, man.
I forgot.
Place.
I forgot,
it's,
and I was like, what the fuck happened to my phone?
In case anyone was listening last week, I confused Ed O'Neill for Ed Harris. And after we stopped the recording, that confusion lasted with all of us for about another 5 minutes. So it took a while before we realized we really, really messed up the ending to the podcast. So I apologize. He was thinking of the Ed O'Neill movie Dutch. I was thinking of Ed Harris, and that's why Stepmom came out of my mouth. Or radio.
And then we're all confused. We're like, but...
And then I was
Al
like...
Al Bundy
was,
wasn't any of that.
He goes... He goes, what other movies are in? I go, The Abyss. And he goes, no, he wasn't in The Abyss. And Joe's like, yeah, he
was like,
in The Abyss.
No.
And then we realize Ed O'Neill's not Ed Harris.
Yeah.
That lasted a while. Sorry about the confusion at the end of last week.
And the abrupt stop to the show.
Yeah.
Because I literally looked at my phone and said, what the fuck? Oh, that's how we ended it. We're assholes.
All right. So let's wrap this one up proper.
All right. So comes naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
And I am Cody. And as always, go fuck yourselves.
Don't say go fuck yourselves. That's mean. It is.